Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have kept my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Invite the congregation to be seated. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, one of my favorite films is the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's a comedy of errors type film in which a married couple realizes that they're both spies, although they're working for opposite agencies. They only come to realize this when their respective contracts name their partner as their next target. Well, one can imagine that chaos ensues, both professionally and personally. They fight with each other, they sabotage their partner's work, and ultimately, it leads them to reflect on their married life together. This culminates in both of them racing to take control of their house, and Mr. Smith calls Mrs. Smith and talks about who they both are, the life they've made together. And he delivers one of my favorite quotes. "I guess, dear, in the end, you start thinking about the beginning." In our gospel reading for today, we receive the second part of Jesus' farewell discourse with his disciples. As Jesus prepares himself for his journey towards the cross, he also prepares his disciples for their life and their ministry without him. Knowing that he will soon be going back to the Father, Jesus wants to leave them prepared, ready to take on and continue all that he's started. He tells them that the Father will be sending them another guide, another advocate, which is the Holy Spirit of God, a spirit that will abide with them and in them. Really, this conversation that we're privy to is a conversation about moving forward in the face of loss. A moment captured in which Jesus relates to the disciples how important they are to him, but also how important they are to God. Jesus is trying to show them that they're all parts of the same whole. Jesus' mission, God's mission, the mission of the disciples all fit together. The disciples' mission, their proclamation of the good news of God, is important. It's important enough to require constant help from Jesus now and the Spirit to come. As these men and women bring God's good news into the world, they need help. They need someone to show them the way, to speak to them, to speak for them in times when words escape them, to shield them from a world that cannot and will not receive their message. This is a rather convoluted gospel reading. We've got people coming and going, people being orphaned, abiding, sight and knowing. What do we do with this? How does this apply to us? Honestly, Lutherans don't really know what to do with the Holy Spirit. It's the hardest member of the Trinity to describe because we can't see what it's doing. We don't have the luxury of putting on our spiritual sunglasses and looking through the veil to see the Spirit moving here and there and everywhere. For Spirit that embodies divine truth, truth seems to be elusive. We live in a world of doubts, anxieties, fears about our jobs, our families, and the way the world works. So really, Jesus, where is the Spirit of truth? Where's the Spirit you promised me, you promised us? Because I can't see it. Dear friends in Christ, I'd like to tell you that if you look hard enough, your eyes will be opened and you'll see what Jesus is talking about. But much like George Washington, I can't tell a lie. Honestly, it would be a lie to tell you that this is all about seeing. But rather, it's about knowing. Knowing our history. Knowing our beginning. For in the beginning, God breathed life into humanity, created humankind in God's image. From the very beginning, we've already had the Spirit, this advocate that goes wherever we go. This is the heart of that text. The Spirit of truth is really the truth about God and the truth about us. Our truth, God's truth, is that we're meant to be in relationship. We're created in God's image because the Trinity's in relationship. Father, Son, Holy Spirit abide with each other, abide in each other, and work with each other. Relationship isn't contained there, but it extends out to us. We're wonderfully and purposefully made to exist in relationship with them and with one another. That's why each and every one of us is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that we're marked by them and invited to abide with them now and forever. For they are our beginning and our ending. For it's to them that we belong and to them that we will return. Amen.